This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
I'll tell you what a real man is.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You know, kids when they are sick at night, paying the bills, busting your ass. That's what a real man does, not acting tough. And you're a real man, Dr. Drew.
Well, let me tell you about one thing. This is one of the biggest myths that the medical profession has put upon.
Well, they admit no vaccine has ever protected from the flu. It's totally made up.
Yeah, and they also say as soon as you have a tiny fever, take some medication. If you look at all of the
fevers are meant to kill the viruses and bacteria. Yeah.
Even hyperthermia treatments that MD Anderson was looking into for cancer, would the cancer cells die anywhere between 104 and 106, and they were heating up the tumors to die off the cells. You know, all the viruses and the bacteria and everything. My kids had a temperature of 106.34. And the strangest thing is I was watching it happen, and the body would reduce his temperature all the way down to 101, 102.
Hit it again.
Then it would spike back up to 106.
Killing it.
Then it would come back down. Within 10 seconds, it would be going from 106.4 all the way down. Now, the medical community has instilled so much fear into everybody.
Oh, I know. In my own personal life, I've seen people, when a child has 100.5, give them Tylenol. Like, Tylenol eats their liver. No. And then it hits 102 and it goes away. They call that child abuse. No, we have fevers for a reason.
How about pregnant women forced to get the flu shot? I mean, I knew...
Until 6 years ago, any medical doctor would tell you the Hippocratic Oath, never give a pregnant woman any vaccine because it causes autoimmune response and abortions. Fact. The inserts said it. Now they double down and said give pregnant women extra shots.
My wife was going in to get checked up when she was pregnant, and there's a big sign on the door, do not forget your flu vaccine today. And I'm thinking to myself, are you joking? Are you serious?
By the way, it's not just the miscarriages, it's also the all sorts of neurological disorders.
Oh, my. The list just goes on and on, and the vaccines are getting worse because they're getting to be hexavalent vaccines, and they're putting multiple different strains of different things in these flu shots and in these.
And we see the autism and the cancer and the brain damage, and we're the conspiracy theorists.
Mm-hmm.
We're the conspiracy theorists, as George Soros says so.
That's
loving Nazi collaborator.
Bringing the healthcare system down and weighing so much on it. Hey, how much money it costs to take care of autism?
It's a biochemical attack on the country. Mary Lou.
Yes.
Finish up your points, ma'am. I appreciate you calling. Go ahead.
Here's my thing. When my son was born, my son, you know, there was all these problems, but my son got all the shots and he was sick all the time. And now, you know, doing a lot of the different research, now I find that my oldest granddaughter, I feel like she was born with some of the genetic problems that he had. So now we got it twice as bad. Now I've been giving her the child ease. And that seems to actually cure a lot of her functions, her problems during the day, believe it or not. The child's...
Well, we can't say things cured things. We can't recommend supplements for people under 12. So just like I said, make your own decisions, consult your physicians. But child ease has been around 30-plus years. We private labeled it under another name, sold by Whole Foods and others. It's a bunch of concentrated herbs. It's kind of a copy of old wives' tale stuff of a whole bunch of herbs that women would grind up. It's black syrup and give the kids.
Mm-hmm. Now,
that's the thing.
Unfortunately, we're not...
Go ahead, ma'am. I'm sorry. I'm interrupting you, but finish up. Go ahead, ma'am.
The Living Defense. Now, I started the Living Defense back in around January, but I do take one a day, and I did notice that just taking one a day, I know it says, you know, not to take it every single day. I just want to make sure that because I feel good when... If I don't take it every day, because I don't take anything unless it's natural.
Well, ma'am, all I know is thank you for the support. We couldn't do it without you, and it's what God gave us through Mother Nature, and it's the very best products we can come up with, and it funds the operation. So thank you so much, and God bless you. I apologize to the callers keeping her on so long. We start bringing up vaccines and doctors saying it's mandated. That's not a law, folks. That's it's mandated. The health department said give every Hispanic girl, in Latin America, the Gardasil when it's linked to killing people and sterilizing women, and now you wonder why the people in Mexico can't have kids, a bunch of them. People go, well, then there's too many of them. I'm not racist. I don't want to kill all the Mexicans. I just don't want them brainwashed hating me. See?
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
No, it's John Rappaport,
Mother,
of NoMoreFakeNews.com. Yeah, we told you Beverly Guilford was in the lead. Sean Spicer was on his way out. It's San Jose Mercury News, Associated Press, last hour. Can we get credit? No.
Mother, can you keep him in the dark for life? Or get you out of from the land world? Oh, mother, father, gonna take your daughter out tonight.
All right, let's get serious here. A little bit of fun in the fourth hour. I want to finish a few calls, and then I want to hand the baton to Rappaport, who's a real angel co-host of the show. We're about to add more broadcasts, more shows very, very soon, so hopefully he'll have his own 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20 hours a week, however much they can handle. Because we tell you, the Secret Talk Radio is doing 3 hours a day and doing it religiously. And the stations are ready all across the fruited plain. But before I finish up with these callers here, I just want to invite Mr. Rappaport onto the broadcast with us of NoMoreFakeNews.com. They are beavering away trying to shut us down. Earlier we were looking at London Guardian, Huffington Post attacking me by name, saying I'm saying vaccines are dangerous. No, the studies are coming out saying they're dangerous, saying I'm wrong about Prozac causing cranial bleeding. See, they use me to say I'm the fake news guy. They're branding me as that. But they never show that I'm showing studies. I'm showing articles. I'm showing their own inserts. I'm showing their own admissions, John. So I don't see this really working anymore. What do you think?
I think it stopped working a long time ago. You know, people are getting wise to this, Alex. Okay, well, he's to blame or she's to blame for millions of people suddenly thinking that vaccines might be dangerous. No, this movement has been going on in this country for about 75 years now, at least. So wake up, major media, and realize that you're completely insane. You don't know what you're talking about. You haven't a clue. These talking heads say, well, of course, we know that vaccines are completely safe and effective. Really? Do you know that? Do you know anything?
No, you give your two-year-old the shot, they have a convulsion, blood comes out of their nose, and then a week later you're at the cemetery putting them in the ground.
Yeah,
I mean, there are people in this building that I know whose children have died from vaccines.
And if the child was not dead when they were taken to the cemetery, there would be a doctor there to give another shot.
Exactly.
You can be sure of that. So these idiots on major media, and I followed them for years, you know, the science reporters and so forth and the anchors, they know zero, nothing about vaccines, nothing about drugs, nothing about
Well, they're also selfish. They don't want to know. They kind of self-hypnotize.
Yeah. So their whole act is we make you think we know, and then we bring on this dome head who is being paid by a pharmaceutical company to say that he's an expert, and then we blame somebody. Who can we blame?
They just look at this. Look at this article right here from Monsanto. They just hired internet trolls to cover up Roundup's cancer risk. You're exactly right. They're just these guys just get paid.
Well, they should have lawyers writing to, letters, and I just said, look, sue me. I was reading major studies out of Europe and places where it was giving the rats cancer. I said, go ahead and sue me. And it's just, and I'm not even a hero. I'm not going to sign on to cancer killing everybody. And I'm not a hero. I'm just not a killer.
Just an informer.
I mean, well, yeah, I mean, I've had most of my family die of cancer, man. I'm getting pissed here. My grandmother just died of breast cancer. I'm sick of this crap. Sorry, go ahead, Rappaport.
Yeah, so there you are on the screen with Roundup and the experts and so forth. Even the World Health Organization is forced to, you know, say over and over, probable carcinogen. But, of course, it's completely safe. Yes, absolutely
safe. You can drink it, but then they ask the guy that said that to drink it. He goes, you think I'm crazy?
Yeah, you think I'm out of my mind? I'm not going to drink this stuff. I'll die.
Well, listen, I want to thank you both. I'm trying to get out of here because I know Group's got stuff to do, and I want to listen to you and get to other news you got to cover, John. But I promise I go to these calls, so let's go to a few of them. I'm glad this caller, Jim, brings this up, and we'll go to Tim. Jim brings up Supreme Court bug. Yeah, what I was told, what we told you, from our, we sent an investigative team, David Knight, you name it, down to where Scalia died. And I said he was getting recruited by a Bohemian Grove-style group, and he wasn't part of the group. But he got recruited in by the Catholics, and then they killed him. Now, I said the Catholics killed him. He got recruited by a Catholic group. A month after he died, it was in the Washington Post. He was part of a secret society, Bohemian Grove, created in South Texas on the border. This Obama, a high-level appointee guy, and he's dead. And we said the word was he was about to go public over wiretapping and how they were blackmailing Roberts. Now, that, we wrote articles. That's all on record. Because we're willing to actually get there, you know, 15 hours after they announce he's dead. Remember, they wouldn't say where his body was when they announced it was dead. It was just somewhere. So now it's in mainstream news here. Justice Scalia believed Supreme Court was being surveilled by Obama, and Jim wants to talk about that. So something else we were on target about. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jim.
I'm here, Alex.
Go ahead, Jim. Yep, sorry, go ahead.
Alex, can you hear me?
Absolutely, Jim. Your voice, you have a nice voice. I like your voice, Jim.
Thanks. Yeah, I wondered if Obama acted outside the law as often as he did, why would we think he wouldn't have, for example, had the key loggers and sophisticated surveillance cell phone interceptors placed within the White House, and then the Obama holdovers would pretend to sweep it and, oh, it's clean, Mr. Trump. Why do we think some of those leaks aren't actually being picked up from the White House the way Mr. Trump was being surveilled?
Totally. It came out in the news that he's surveilling thousands of Americans in the election. It came out in the news that they were spying on the Senate They've all been caught. And then the media sits there going, it's crazy, it's crazy, it's crazy, Trump's crazy. Trump claims the sun is yellow. No, it's true. It happened. So absolutely, Jim, where do you see all this going?
Well, if they can find some actual hard links to take it back to Obama and his bunker, then the public, I think, would get upset. I don't think even think the corporate media would be able to cover it up.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? I'm going to skip this break so we have more time with Rappaport. Can you imagine being with the president, the Russian foreign minister, and the Russian ambassador, and then there's McMaster and the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, and one other person, they won't say who it was, Priebus. Priebus knows he's on the way out, so does McMaster, so it's one of those two probably. Or it's bugged, like you were just saying, Jim. And then you hate the president so much, he's like, hey, great intel on the laptops, so they'll stop blowing up planes. And they run out and like, he just released classified info. Even though it's been all over the news, the president, who's allowed to declassify, by the way, he's not even allowed to pat the Russians on the back about how we're working to take out ISIS. That's a globalist creation. That's how surrounded this president is, Jim.
To warn the Russians so they could save their civilian passengers from threats from terrorists is nuts. One last question, Alex. What do you think we're going to do when this big corporate media keeps this drumbeat up for so long that some of the Republicans jump on this train?
I mean, it's already starting to happen. A bunch of the Republicans are blackmailed or controlled in the Senate, and they're already saying that they think that Trump's wearing Russian underwear or something. I mean, it's the craziest load of bull. That's why he's got to go on the offense. Hillary's got to be charged for the uranium deal. She's got to be charged for China. Got to lock them up. That's what I tell the president on the phone when I talk to him. Sir, they're not going to stop. They don't want you to make America great again. They're going to destroy you. I know you want to be conciliatory. You can't do it. You will be destroyed or they will be destroyed. Even if you roll over to them, they want to destroy the image of Americana. You are in a death battle, sir. Appreciate your call, Jim. Great point. So either one of you want to comment on that?
No?
Yeah, sure. No. I mean, this is exactly what's happening. The spying is everywhere. Dianne Feinstein, remember her?
CIA.
Two years ago, whenever it was. The CIA is spying on us. How outrageous, and so forth, and whatever, and whatever. And then the story just goes away. Everybody forgets about it because, you know, they know that CIA has all kinds of information on them. And then now they pretend, well, it's all about Trump. He's lying. He's delusional. Nobody's spying on anybody. But we know that the spying is everywhere, multiple agents.
I had a guy, I love Brents, by the way, a British-Canadian come over as he moved there. And he said, you're a traitor. He said, you're a traitor to Russia, to America. And I was like, hey, cuck, you're an idiot. He didn't like that. I wasn't like bowing up. And I'm like, dude, go ahead, man. You're calling me I'm selling out America? You're not even American, and you're in my face arrogantly telling me that I'm a Russian agent, man. I mean, these people are they're just these arrogant dumbasses because they think they agree with mainstream TV, so they're powerful. They are delusional.
I agree. They're delusional.
Who is the guy, the professor? I think you guys were carrying the story, weren't you, who said, there probably shouldn't have been an American Revolution at all, because if there weren't, America would be nice and peaceful like Canada is.
Yeah, that's in the New Yorker magazine right now. It's on Infowars.com, yeah. These people are just totally, that's the traitors getting rid of the country, not us defending it. But again, in their world, he's a globalist. See, he just walks away, oh, look, it's a traitor. There's the traitor. I mean, 100 years ago, that guy would have been, laid out. He's mad that I at least argue this. Oh, you're no one. I don't talk to you. I just announce you're a traitor.
I'll tell you what, a lot of people on that side, though, because of all the things that have come out on the news regarding you, have actually come over and watched your stuff and realized that what you're saying is actually the truth with the evidence. And I know you've gained a lot more followers and listeners.
For sure. Let's be clear. The audience is bigger, but they are really coming after us. I've had probably 14 stations call us. Some have been on air. My big Chicago affiliate, and they called up and said, we'll give you $500,000, take them off. And most stations just can't refuse. And it's just that's how much trouble this country's in. I mean, they are out to get us. So as strong as we are, we're kind of like a rocket trying to get out of the atmosphere. They got missiles all over us, bullet holes in us. I mean, we've been tearing the hell out. It's like Godzilla attacking Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we're definitely in like the Mothra attacking us, and we're kind of winning, but we're like got green slime pouring out the side of us. So I just want folks to know we're not, I mean, this is a real war.
Don't you think that people are getting sick of all the CNN and the MSNBC and Washington Post and New York?
No, absolutely. I'm just saying if we are like, the whole family here is like, you know, Godzilla attacking the nuclear reactors. I mean, let's say Godzilla's the good guy, you know. The point is that we got all the, everybody's attacking us. Even people that don't even know who we are, or think we're the bad guys, or don't know. That's the whole joke. Like half the folks are attacking Godzilla, they don't know he's really the good guy. So it's a total war.
It is. I mean, more than ever before right now. I mean, I'm being attacked as well.
Oh, you're attacked every day.
Everybody's being attacked. It's just like, okay, we're telling the truth, and we have stacks of documentation. We have our vault. We're not going to come out.
But you were in the Army and all sports operations and stuff. I mean, you come off as a nice guy. You're a family guy. You're not a fake tough guy. But these threats, let me guess, don't mean anything to you. In fact, does it make you even stronger?
It makes me stronger, absolutely, because, you know, we get a lot of people that come in and say, hey, listen, and we know you're being attacked. They're saying this about you. What do you have? And so we give them all the documentation. We prove to them.
People have fake moles who never even worked here, then go on the news and say they've worked here and then make up crap.
Right. No, I had people from my office actually do interviews that were damaging to us. So it's, you know, you constantly have to know who your friends are. Who are around you, and people that believe in your mission, and people that want to ultimately, we're doing this, all of us, for one thing, to help change, make America great again, to help people change their life, because we know that health care is a degrading cancer.
That's right, and we're trying to build a new economy.
And we're trying to get people happy again and non-stressed and tell people the truth.
Here's an example. And I got to go to these calls to finish up because I'm taking Ron Porch time. He's holding up another hour tomorrow if he wants because he's a great guy. And I like listening to him personally myself. So I'm being a little bit selfish to myself for taking over the time. Take Knockout. Now, I developed a lot of the products where we private label top products with you and others. But I thought, I'm already using L-tryptophan sometimes, and I'm already using valerian root, and I'm already using melatonin. They're all $19. But I said, these aren't that expensive products. Why don't we put them all together? So I came to you and others. I said, is it safe to put 9 different things together at the same strength? And then you go, absolutely. So we put it out, private labeled, organic, from a big company in the United States that made it for us. But it's our own design. And I talked to Randall Wilhite, my lawyer, who's a totally healthy guy and, you know, doesn't use drugs and that stuff. But he was on 4 different prescription drugs, couldn't sleep, UT Sleep Center, all of it. He's a UT professor because he had stayed up so late so many nights making himself stay up just with brain power to do cases that he couldn't sleep anymore. He said this changed his life. He looks 10 years younger, and he buys cases of Knockout, takes only one a night, but he loves it and says, why does it work so good? Because we put all of Mother Nature's stuff together in one product.
It's all about helping people. That's what it all comes down to.
Yeah, then we fund the operation.
And helping people, and how you do that, you're giving people the products that they need, that they want, to address the main issues that they're suffering from right now. And like you said, these are individuals that really believe in you, that want to support the organization. They understand what's going on around them. They understand that they're being poisoned. They understand that they're being lied to, and they want to support you to get that information.
Because they're supporting themselves. I want to go to Sam and Tim.
And then they tell their friends and their friends and their friends, and they share, and they, you know, now in the internet, the digital age.
And it's exponential, and the establishment's scared. Rapport briefly, then I'll take these calls and let you take over. What are they going to do? Because forget InfoWars. I'm talking about us because they're always misbranding us, attacking us, trying to destroy us. So I have to defend our, you know, I mean, defend us a few minutes every hour. But the globalists, as you said, are clearly losing ground. They admit they're panicking. World government's collapsing. It's unelected. Even if they were successful in destroying you or I or, you know, anybody or Donald Trump, none of us are perfect. Don't they get that they're losing a battle? I see the elites moving to all these redoubts, all these Pacific islands. They admit in their own internal documents they believe they've already lost. So why don't they just give up and try to be good guys? Where do you see this going?
Well, they're not going to give up. They're going to keep going anyway. You know, it's one of these point of no return. Well, we can't turn around now. I mean, what are we going to do? Just suddenly disappear and say, gee, you know, we were trying to deceive you for decades and decades, and we failed, and we're sorry, and we're going away. You know, they can't do that. It's like, you know, when the FDA puts out a drug and it starts killing people, and then another one and another one, the FDA can't say, gee, we're sorry we did that. It's always got to be a story, why it happened, this and that. So they're going to keep on trying. They're going to keep on going. They're going to keep on destroying as much as possible. But the consciousness battle is already lost. People recognize. I mean, come on. A one-world government? What a lunatic would think up that idea and think that they could really sell it? Who's going to buy
it? I can barely run an operation with 70 people. Can you imagine trying one world, a secret unelected government, too?
Okay, the three of us are in charge of the planet. Okay, get started, boys, and let's see what you're going to do. Sure, I mean, even if we had the best of motives,
which it'd be a disaster.
Yeah. You know, within 24 hours, there would be suicides from, you know, wall to wall because people would say, I can't even understand the complexities of what's going on here. You know, can't we go back to separate countries and local communities where people can actually look at each other and recognize they're all alive instead of running everything like a giant machine? I mean, that's what people...
We've got to have local control.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it. You got to have on-the-ground microeconomy, not this big top-down thing. I mean, we can have big roads and agreements and passports and systems. We need interconnectedness, but not central control where they make a decision in Zurich and then they come and arrest Amish people because they made milk for their neighbors, you know, with some cheese.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, okay. All right, great point. Sam in Louisiana, you're on the air with John Rappaport. Go ahead.
I always feel like I'm walking among giants when I get on. Hello,
oh, Alex. Please. You're the giant, Sam. Go ahead.
Man, hell, Dr. Group, if I ever get a chance to meet you in person, I'm afraid I might cry on your shoulder, man. Just hug you and cry. You are tremendous with all the products you've given us. Now, I got
he helped InfoWars expand. Dr. Group and his research and helping us work with other big companies as our advisor is the reason InfoWars is even here today.
Well, I mean...
No, I'm serious.
Go, Jock.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, it's just something that I've dedicated my life to, so... What kind of question do you have for me, Sam?
Yeah, I've been using your deep cleanse, and it has a synergy. I was really impressed with that. With the new product, does this kind of take its place, or you know, what you know? Can I, you know, do they work in conjunction?
Here's the big rocket science. It's basically the similar product, just a different formulation.
Yes. So that's a good question. This is kind of an upgraded deep cleanse. What was happening is a lot of people were taking the X2, and we also had the iodine in the deep cleanse. So people didn't know if they were getting too much iodine or not. So what we did was we modified.
He put his finger on it. This is deep cleanse, but with concentrated zeolite for the iodine.
Yeah, so we took and we use actually a rare plant called tamarind, and that is specifically that we found in clinical trials designed to also help remove some of those halogens from the body.
And just to be clear. We then in InfoWars Live didn't just continue that on. We made something better. We quietly pulled it back, and now there's this.
And our mission is to constantly improve.
And how many products have we pulled back and had something better?
We always do that. We do that, and we're continually doing that. I mean, we are about to unleash revolutionary innovations in natural health. I mean, all of these products will go just continue to improve as technology improves and be the next generation and the next generation and the next generation.
And sometimes then we can't find something that's organic anymore. We have to remove it and put something else in. That's happened too. Thank you, Sam. Love you. Tim in Seattle. Last caller, I got time. I'll try to get to Larry, but I want Rappaport to be able to take over. I'm kind of hogging the show. I'm famous for that. Tim in Seattle, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. I have three unvaccinated kids, and the lies and hype that everybody's been telling.
I put my flesh where my mouth is. You know, I got four children. Yeah. They've never had any of it. They're healthy.
Well, it's because of you. I trusted you, and I did the research. It was your delivery. It spoke to me. It resonated with me, and thank you for that. But what thank I really you. Wanted to call about was the leadership, the lack of leadership in America. We elected a president. We need him to meet this army of sedition. We need to lock her up. Hillary Clinton needs to be locked up.
No, I hear you. He's under such sedition, though, he can't even... He's trying. There's an article today where they're, you know, they're very scared inside the White House. Let me look for it. Because Trump's yelling at him, saying, you get this fixed or you're gone. You know, you hire the people. You follow what I say or you're removed. So he's actually doing that. And when we come back, I'm gone. But I'm going to ask Rappaport to say what he thinks Trump should do to get the ball rolling. He's already done a lot. That's why they want to kill him. But... what does Rappaport, he's a really smart cookie of nomorefakenews.com, what does he think? Yeah, 15 years ago, he's an investigative journalist for 30 years, he launched nomorefakenews.com, and notice that's the term they use today. We are the trailblazers. John Rappaport, straight ahead. I want to thank you, you've done a great job.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, you bet, buddy. Great job.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.
John Rappaport sitting in for Alex here in the fourth hour at InfoWars. Before the break, we started talking a little bit about what does Trump need to do. I started writing about this, I don't know, last summer. Populist candidate. Lots of people behind him. Lots of different people. They want freedom. They want jobs. They want all kinds of things. They think, they believe that this candidate can do something for them, and he says he will. And he comes out of nowhere. And he's telling the media that they're a bunch of idiots. Never happened before in modern presidency candidates, you know. You're idiots. You're liars. Okay. So what I started writing about was this. All right, if you're this guy, Trump, then you have to establish your own live streaming web channel. directly to the people. Forget the media. Go back to the people. Every day, every 2 days, on and on. Be very specific. Tell them what you're doing. Tell them why you're doing it. Tell them how it syncs up with the promise you make. Tell them who the opposition is by name. Oh, who's trying to stop this? Who's trying to stop bringing jobs back to America? Let's go. You know, don't pay any attention to your director of communications and your chief bottle washer and advisor, et cetera, et cetera. Who cares? You talk directly to the people. That's it. It's a live stream all over the world. Media, you're going to have to cover it, but you don't even care whether they do or not because you're talking to the people about everything specifically that you're trying to do. Of course, there's a downside to that because if you say, well, 5 minutes ago I sent missiles into Syria, you're now have to go and explain that to the people too because they thought that you were going to bring the troops home. Not going to interfere. We want to make America strong and be able to defend the borders, something that Ron Paul was talking about a long time ago, dragged in many, many, many Americans who understood the wisdom of what he was saying about that, and many of those people voted for you, Donald Trump. So go back to the people, talk to them on a regular basis. That is a grand solution to all of the insanity going on in the media and Washington. Just have to say something about Scalia, because we were talking about that in the last half hour there. Without trying to get into all of the sordid, ridiculous, absurd, insane details about the handling of his death when he died, there was no FBI investigation. There was no Department of Justice making a move in any direction to look into anything that had to do with any possible reason that he might have died except from natural causes, heart attack. Why? Because some judge, barely a judge in Texas, gets on the phone with a couple of, what, marshals, cops, standing over Scalia's body, and they say, well, it looks like there's no foul play. And she says on the phone, okay, great, no autopsy. And that's the end of the story. There's many more insane details, but taking off from that. All right, so one of the most important political figures in America over the last 30 years, like him, hate him, doesn't matter. He remains one of the most important. And there is no, with Obama in the White House, zero interest by the FBI, the Department of Justice. You would think agents would be crawling all over that ranch, all over that resort, all over the funeral home, a couple hundred miles away where he was prepared, embalmed, fluids removed, et cetera, et cetera. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Zero. Got to restrain myself from using profanity at this point. The Washington Post, the New York Times, they bat an eye at this. They lift a finger to say, why isn't the federal government investigating? Why isn't the Department of Justice, the FBI there? Why aren't they doing anything? No, of course not. No. Oh, he was an old man. He was sick. He died. Okay, that's it. Moving right along now, here's the latest from candy canes in Disneyland. All right. Yeah. That'll get you worked up, way worked up. Just picturing Obama sitting in the White House. Oh, Scalia died. Oh, great. Wow. Yeah. Well, good. I mean, sure. I mean, yeah, he died. Good. Okay. Let's leave it alone. I'll give him 30 seconds standing in front of his portrait at the funeral home or the rotunda, wherever it is. Get back to the White House so I can make a list of people that I would perhaps nominate for the Supreme Court. Never happened. Done. Next story, Azure Farms. Ever heard of it? I never have, but apparently they're a very large organic farm operation in Oregon, Sherman County. As of last I looked, there was zero coverage in local Oregon papers about this story. And usually they'll cover a story like this, even if they cover it, which they ordinarily do, from the wrong side and lie about it and so forth. they give it some coverage. I've tried to contact the Sherman County government, get nothing back from them. So here's the story that Azure Farms tells in a nutshell. 2,000-acre farm, only part of their operation. They grow all kinds of organic food. They've been growing it for years and years and years. And all of a sudden, Sherman County, according to Azure Farms, makes the following decision. You've got some weeds growing there, noxious weeds, that you're not controlling. And therefore, we are considering strongly very soon to move in there and spray Roundup and other pesticides on your farmland. Of course, this would totally decertify the farm as being organic. It would mean they would have to spend years trying to bring it back to organic standards, and they would no longer be selling clean, fresh, organic food for a while, a long while. That's all. Destroy healthy farm, providing healthy food for many people. Destroy a business. Why not? Because we live in a socialist paradise. What difference does it make? Whatever the shortfall is, the government surely can fix it, and no problem. Wow. So here's, again, the statement from Azure Farms. Claim is that Sherman County is now reinterpreting the local law that instead of controlling noxious weeds, you have to eliminate them. Well, experience shows us that Monsanto's Roundup does not eliminate weeds. If you've not been living in a cave for the last 20 years, you know that what's been happening all over the world is, in fact, that the Roundup that is sprayed on GMO crops kills off some of the weeds so that the stronger weeds now become kings and queens and spread like crazy and become virtually uncontrollable unless, you know, you drop napalm on them. So, but Sherman County thinks that by spraying, they're really going to knock out the weeds when the weeds apparently don't even need to be knocked out because they're being controlled. Yes, you can have weeds on a farm. It's not a threat to life and limb as long as you can handle it, as long as you can control it. But nevertheless, they seem to be moving ahead, and they have a scheduled meeting or hearing on May 22nd, and they could move forward to destroy Azure Farms. Yeah, we're going to spray pesticide everywhere. And the other part of the story is apparently they are Sherman County is going to make Azure Farms pay for this. Put a lien on the farm to make sure that you guys cover the cost of spraying and the labor and so forth. As we destroy your own business, we want you to pay for it. Great. Fabulous. Next, James Comey. A little bit of a post-mortem here for people with short memories and short attention span. Fired, of course, we know. You know, the echo chamber in Washington and the media, oh, shock, awe, amazement, unbelievable, stunning, oh, horrendous, oh, my God, you know, how could this have happened? Woo, oh, people are just falling down in the street from the staggering shock of it all. Eh, not really. No. But let's remember that last summer, Comey suddenly played, he was the FBI director, he suddenly played FBI director, attorney general, yeah, he played that role. He played the role of grand jury. He played the role of investigator, researcher, all of these, maybe a few others. And he stood up and gave a press conference. FBI doesn't do press conferences, right? The FBI presents evidence to the Justice Department, to the prosecutors, who then decide whether to prosecute the accused on the basis of the evidence. But Comey's going to do a press conference. He's going to stand up because Loretta Lynch, who was the attorney general at the time, had just huddled with Bill Clinton on, you know, the tarmac of an airport. And so the whole thing, well, she was compromised. Sure. So Comey took over, you know. And he said, well, essentially, this is what he said. Hillary, in the handling of classified information on her private email server, which she was not supposed to have, committed the following felonies. He ticked them off. He enumerated them off for the audience. Right out there in the open. Specified what they were. And then he said, but I'm not recommending, you know, like, who is he? J. Edgar Hoover, who's got files on everybody in the government? Maybe. I'm not recommending prosecution at this time because we saw no intent on Hillary's part to do harm, to cause harm, or to take a hostile action. When he very well knew, as well as thousands of other people at that second, that the law that pertained to this was written specifically to cover negligence in the handling of classified materials. Negligence. Only that part of the law. So there would be no confusion about the issue of intent. That negligence alone, rated as a felony and therefore prosecutable with fines and jail time. But no bill, no decision, no prosecution, and the Justice Department bowed down and went right along. This is James Comey. And he was also, of course, connected to the HSBC money laundering for drug cartels bank in 2013 when he was brought on board to clean up that whole mess, a.k.a. put an honest face on the bank. Mr. Comey is here. All will be well. But yet, just several years after he left, somehow, mysteriously, apparently, he didn't take care of everything. Because, as the New York Times, other media outlets have written, 2016, HSBC, wow, they've got another problem. It involves currency manipulation of $3.5 billion. Tidy sum. So Comey didn't do very well there. At a minimum, he didn't do very well. Whether there was more hanky-panky, that's up for grabs, that story. Okay, what else do we have here? New study shows FDA-approved drugs between the year 2000-2010, that would be 222 drugs. A third of these were revealed later on to cause extreme and severe adverse reactions, such as death. Death, for example, which the last time I looked would be classified as an adverse reaction. Yep, one-third of all the FDA drugs approved. Of course, the FDA has nothing to say about this. Nothing important like, it's our fault. We did this. We kill people with the drugs. Right? No, they don't say that. Absolutely not. And they get away with it. Because the Department of Justice, you see, could come over there with agents and little things called handcuffs. And they could make arrests and they could bring these people up on charges. And they could begin to dig around in this and find, you know, easy. I found it. Evidence of at least what you would call reckless endangerment, at least what you would call negligent homicide, at least what you would call, when you're really looking at it straight on, premeditated murder. And arrest many employees of the FDA, put them on trial, and put them in jail for life without the possibility of parole. I mean, that is a slam dunk case, if you really look at the evidence, and the evidence is out in the open. I know because I put some of it out in the open over the last 15 years. But the Department of Justice does nothing, thereby giving the Americans the impression that these agencies are immune somehow. They just are. You just can't go in there and arrest that kind of person. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You actually can. And you could put them on trial. And if you did put them on trial, this is a word to the wise in major media, if you did put them on trial in a real show trial, open doors, cameras, By the end of that trial, you would have millions and millions and millions of people around the world watching, and your ratings would go through the roof. Of course, you might not be able to sell as many drug ads for pharmaceutical companies, but really, who cares? Because here's another clue, potato heads in the major media. You can let those pharmaceutical advertisers go. If your ratings are good enough, other advertisers will show up and they will pay top dollar for time, space on your network or in your newspaper. That is just the way economies operate. Of course, you wouldn't know that because you're globalists and you think that the government is the ultimate solution to everything. Let's have a centralized center for production and distribution of all services to the world. Yeah, that's why you're so dumb. But I can tell you that if you could lose all your pharmaceutical advertisers and you would still make out great if your ratings are good enough, because in a robust economy, or even an imitation of a robust economy, other people show up with money and they say, well, looks like you've got time. Looks like you've got space. We want in. We have products, too. You'll be fine. Of course, you're not going to do that. But I just thought I'd bring it up to show how, brainless you really are. Okay, we're heading toward a break here. Big story after the break about vaccine damage and the capacity and ability to sue vaccine manufacturers in the U.S. Be back after the break. Stay with us at InfoWars.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the top of the listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Way up north,
to Alaska.
Way up north,
north to Alaska.
North to Alaska.
Foster's home.
John Rappaport here at the end of the fourth hour, sitting in for Alex. Just want to mention a couple of the products in the InfoWarsStore.com store, InfoWarsLife.com, Super Blue, fluoride-free toothpaste. Back for a limited time, only $9.95. That's more than 33% off retail, more than 33% off retail. Loaded with the good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Natural oils and ingredients. This is a product my wife keeps saying that she's very interested in, so we've got to get some of this. Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, back in stock for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Just $9.95, more than 33% off retail. Okay, what else do we have here? Well, we have the ingredients, actually, including xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nanosilver, and more in the Super Blue toothpaste. And a new product in the InfoWars store, Z-Shield Toxic Metal and Chemical Defense Support Formula, 25 off retail introductory pricing at InfoWarsLife.com. Z-Shield Toxic Metal and Chemical Defense, a proprietary toxic metal and chemical defense support formula now available. I'm going to let you go there and read about this one yourself. It's very interesting. Go to InfoWarsLife.com and read about new Z-Shield Toxic Metal and Chemical Defense Support Formula and order some today. Okay, in the last minutes here, as we move toward the close, a big story that I covered recently at No More Fake News, and I'll just give you a tease on it. You can go find it yourself. It's long been the thought that in America, victims of vaccine damage cannot sue vaccine manufacturers. They have to go to this crazy federal vaccine compensation program and plead for compensation from vaccine injury for themselves or their children. And that's a long story, but that's been conventional wisdom. And now, all of a sudden, we have lawyers all over the country, and I've talked to a couple of them, who are suing Merck, the manufacturer of the shingles vaccine, which happens to be an adult vaccine given to people over 50, over 60, depending on who you believe here. Wow. Suing a manufacturer. One lawyer told me he's got two suits already filed in California with 50 plaintiffs each and 5,000 more people waiting in the wings, and they're talking about extremely serious injuries and death from the shingles vaccine, which would tend to indicate that, well, wait a minute. In America, you actually can sue a vaccine manufacturer under certain conditions. And what I discovered and what I maintain to be the truth, and I'll close with this for the moment, is that if a vaccine is listed under the child immunization schedule by the CDC, that means that anybody who is trying to get compensation for injury from one of those vaccines would indeed go to the federal kangaroo court and try to plead for compensation. But on the other hand, if it's a vaccine that's not on that schedule and it's for adults only, apparently you can sue the manufacturer. That's juicy. Much more on that at a later date. We're closing out the fourth hour here, a very lively hour indeed, at InfoWars.com. The war for your mind is on. Be on the right side. Be aware. Be alert. See you next time.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.